If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Charlie Min, he's a documentary filmmaker. I know that you've been in town, and yesterday I saw that there was details released about the very first responder to show up to the Lane Bryant stores. Welcome back to the show, Charlie. What do we know, and what did that person say?
Yeah, hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me back. Yeah, Kevin Collins, who now lives outside of Spokane, Washington. We were talking for a couple of months. I flew him into Chicago, where he once lived. He was the first responder that morning. He saw all the bodies. He saw everything. He saw too much to get right to the point. And I think he's going to add a very important voice to the documentary, because any awareness thrown towards this thing is a good thing, because I've given up on the Tinley Park Police Department. I do not think they will solve this. It's been almost two decades. The public will have to help solve this crime for them. Social media, whether it's a documentary filmmaker or a true crime podcaster, but don't rely on Tinley Park PD. They're not going to solve this, in my opinion.
If you are new to Chicago, or you're not of an age where you're paying attention to the news 18 years ago, there was a horrific murder scene that first responder uncovered at the Lane Bryant store in Tinley Park. And what he found were six women in the back of the store, a manager, an employee, four customers. Only one would survive, working with investigators on a sketch of the gunman. And Charlie, how long have you been working on this documentary?
We started in August, and I think that's when you and I first touched base on the radio. Big thank you to WGN Radio for giving this some awareness and some attention, because if anything needs that, it's this thing. This thing has faded. It's been dormant. So we started in August, so here we are in November, and all the information is on the website, thetinley5.com, and that's the number five. And we're also taking tips, thoughts, and ideas, because, again, Tinley Park PD just will not help in any fashion.
Which seems suspect. Are they overwhelmed? They have too many other cases to deal with? Or why do you think they're not really aiding you in uncovering what really happened on that day?
Lisa, I would be guessing, and I don't want to guess, because normally when people guess, they're normally wrong. I'm just going to say they don't reply whatsoever. So I'm going on nothing. I'm an expert on nothing in a situation like this in terms of them not getting back to me. I was on the morning show yesterday on Fox 32 pleading with Thomas Tilton, the police chief at Tinley Park, to talk to me. That didn't help. Right now, the film, we do have family members, first responders, Lane Bryant employees, but we do have a gap. We don't have the Tinley Park PD. But then again, they don't really talk to anybody, so it's tough. But with that said, I'm going to gut this out. I'm going to scratch, grind and claw my way into a hopefully an excellent documentary that's really going to help raise a lot of awareness to hopefully procure justice for the families.
Why? Why is it important to you?
Well, true crime is something that I've invested a lot of time into in my career. I do have an interest in true crime. Not that I like seeing it happen. Let's face it, it's reality. But with enough awareness, maybe there'll be more activism in this country to minimize one of the biggest problems in the world today, and that's innocent people being murdered. So I used to be a producer for America's Most Wanted. I've always had empathy towards victims, and that's what my films do. They represent innocent people who have been murdered.
And somebody has to know something. That's where I'm on the same page as you are. Yeah, that was a time 18 years ago when we did not have the amount of video surveillance that we have now, but someone has to have seen something, and for some reason their memory hasn't been triggered, or they decided not to come forward, and that's what you're hoping happens, right?
Bingo. I mean, we need awareness. We need attention. We need coverage on this thing. It's only talked about once a year, Lisa. That's it, on the anniversary.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And that's just not enough. Why not talk about it in March or April or September or November or now? You know, why does it always have to be once a year on February the 2nd and you just flip the calendar to the next year? So this thing needs as much awareness as possible. I think social media will solve it. Which police department in the country would want the distinction of not being able to solve the largest unsolved mass shooting in modern America today. I mean, which police department would want that distinction? This is absolutely humiliating, to get right to the point.
That's why they don't react to you, because they believe that you're pointing the finger at them instead of focusing on the person that committed the crime.
I'm pointing the finger at them, Lisa, because they won't respond. They don't talk to anybody. You got to be a little bit more open with the media. Start some discourse. Right now, it's nothing. This is the most complicated mass shooting documentary I've ever done, ever. There's just so many questions out there and no answers. Was this an inside job? Was somebody targeted? Is the sketch accurate? We can go on and on and on about this thing, and it's just falling on deaf ears when it comes to Tinley Park PD.
Well, hopefully today is the day somebody hears this, somebody says, oh, yeah, maybe I know something. So tell people the website to share ideas, tips, anything they know.
Absolutely. It's www.thetinley5.com, and that's the number 5. And we've already had a few people hit up the website and email us with some ideas, and we encourage more people to do that, even if you don't think it's something that is positive or something that may not pan out. We'll go on just about anything here to help solve this case for the families.
Thank you so much for joining us, Charlie, and thanks for the good work that you've put into this.
You're welcome.
Who killed these women? The Tinley Park Five, set for release on February 13th, 18 years since the attack and the start of the case that continues to haunt many in this area.